USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The White House is not ruling out another government shutdown at the end of the week over funding for President Trump's proposed wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Congressman Tom Graves on ABC's This Week.
I think the president's right to have contingency plans in place. He's given Congress time to do their work, and as you mentioned before, the speaker had said just open the government and negotiations would continue, and that effort has been there. And we don't really see, I guess, something coming to a conclusion here in the next day or so. He's going to have some plans in place.
And on Fox News, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney also told Fox that Trump was also willing to explore funding alternatives and that an emergency declaration is not off the table. Senator Amy Klobuchar braved 15-degree weather and snow in Boone Island, Minnesota to officially announce her bid for the Democratic nomination for president. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good, because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Democratic Representative Adam Schiff made an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press to talk with Chuck Todd about the ongoing Russia investigation.
The president himself and his business are trying to make money from the Russians and get Russian help during the campaign and promising a new relationship with Russia and talking about doing away with sanctions. That's a form of collusion. It's certainly a form of corrupt combination, but ultimately it'll be up to Mueller to determine if that's a crime.
President Donald Trump has repeatedly called the Russia probe a witch hunt. After 14 months of negotiating, the Denver Classroom Teachers Association goes on strike Monday. It's something this teacher doesn't want to do, but
I'm anxious, scared, but I'm also angry. Well, I think a lot of us are angry. We have had enough. We feel like it's been a game. They've been playing with us for months.
The union blames the city's teacher turnover rate on the compensation system. Japan hosts the 2020 Summer Games. They're forging the Olympic medals from recycled smartphones, laptops, and other gadgets from tons of e-waste. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An outbreak of the mumps has been reported at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center in Houston, Texas. The outbreak is likely to be contained because those infected were quarantined. A man is lucky to be alive after a Google Maps fail in Indonesia. More on that story from USA's Chris Barnes.
An Indonesian truck driver recovering from injuries after he followed Google Maps straight off a cliff and into a river. The man was hauling a load of rocks recently, but wasn't sure how to get to their destination in Bali. So he checked Google Maps and started off, not realizing the route suggested was for motorcycles and not trucks. He thought about turning around. The road had become too narrow, and he pressed on until his truck stalled and then plunged into the river. People were able to quickly rescue him, and he did escape with relatively mild injuries. I'm Chris Barnes.
South Korean officials have signed a short-term agreement with the Trump administration to increase contributions for the upkeep of U.S. troops on that peninsula. John Clemens has more.
The new one-year agreement amounts to $890 million by South Korea. U.S. State Department senior advisor Timothy Bett said this is an important step by South Korea to support the alliance.
The United States government realizes that Korea does a lot for our alliance and for peace and stability in this region, and the SMA is only a small part of that.
SMA stands for Special Measures Agreement.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.